Alex Smith and Thomas Bretta get the assist on that Alex Gillies goal, his fourth of the season, second of the game, 4:57. I like that shot by Gillies, coach, on that one.
Well, great shot and great patience and a real good play all the way around. Bretta took that puck with some authority and skated. I thought he had a real good weekend. You can just see that he's starting to get some confidence now, too, and learning how to play and moving his feet and being a big body and playing strong. But it happened within a few seconds, 15, 17 seconds after their penalty expired. So I'm not sure. I looked at the tape, but I couldn't tell if they had three defensemen on the ice and only two forwards. And sometimes you can get goofed up in coverage because a guy comes out of the penalty box, and a lot of times, unless he's been told or if you're not watching, you don't know what position you're supposed to take. And we got a three-on-two rush, and Gillies was – I thought Alex Smith made a real nice play across to Alex. And instead of just shooting it, he had some patience here. He took it. You know, dropped the shoulder a little bit, got a better angle, and then made a real nice shot over the glove hand. I mean, that's a goal scorer's goal, and it's good to see Alex do that.
And you had mentioned, I think, in your quotes after the game, that he had that same shot the night before.
Well, he had it the weekend before,
against
Anchorage. In a 1-1 game and a tie game late in the game, he found himself all alone there, and he just sort of shot it and buried it right in. Did he miss the net or bury it?
He missed the net.
Yeah. Instead of having a little more patience and making sure. So big goal, obviously, and you know, you still a lot of time left in the game, but I think you can just, you know, just a little more sense of relief at that point in the game.
I like Hastings' call to pull their goaltender early to try to get back in, but the Huskies...
Yeah, I did too, Dirk.
We wasted no time in putting the game away.
Over 3.5 minutes. Here's an open net chance for Gary. Never get a good chance to shoot it. Goes wide of the net, but wisely got to the red line. Here's a loose puck. Gary scores! Into the empty net! Nothing, Michigan Tech.
Three games, three goals for Chris Gary. You'll take him any way he gets him, and he's really kind of has one of the hot hands on the Huskies right now, which is great.
Right, and they don't ask you how. That's just ask you how many, Dirk. You know that. So, but it's good for Chris, and you know, like I said, I just like the overall play there. He pursued the puck. He got it initially. You know, won a battle, then he gains the red line, gets it down the ice, and then he pursues the puck. He works hard, forces a defenseman to throw it away, make a bad decision, and he stopped on the puck and had nothing but net to put it in. And at that point, I think I could finally relax, even though there's, almost 3 minutes left or 2.5. But a good all-around performance. I'm glad to see Chris starting to step up his game. But not only offensively, but defensively. You know, he killed some penalties for us, too. And we've got a lot of confidence. He's a smart player. So good for him.
Final shots on goal, Michigan Tech 31, Minnesota State 22. We were 1-for-4 on the power play. They were 0-for-2 on the man advantage. And the Huskies get 4 out of 6 points on the weekend. And get a little bit distance between them and Minnesota State in the standings. Ended up gaining 1 point on Bemidji State over the weekend.
We only gained one, because they lost in a shootout or 3-on-3 or whatever, I think. So we only gained 1 point on them. But overall, it's still any points you gain are valuable. So it was important that we get that extra point. And, you know, we're 9 behind Bemidji with 2 games in hand. So this weekend are those games in hand. This is the last time that one of us is not playing.
They're playing non-conference.
They're playing non-conference. Mm-hmm. So and then we get them the following weekend. So this is going to be a huge weekend for us going down to Alabama and trying to get some points against a team that's scrappy. That makes it very difficult. They played Mankato tight, 3-0, 3-2, I think, just a couple weeks ago, and we know how good Mankato is. So, we've got our hands full, but we've got to go take care of business. All we can worry about is that Friday night game first and foremost and make sure we're ready to go. And we'll have them ready as coaches. We got some things we got to tweak, but, you know, Matt Roy, you know, probably will be ready, but I liked our defensive play. You know, it's hard just to throw a guy in when you get a pitch a shutout and only give a team like Minnesota State 22 shots on goal. So Joel Lesbrons came back. We used him sparingly, you know, and he looked fine and good, but we'll give him another 2 to 3 days to get some treatment and get better. So we're starting to get healthy again, which is good because we're in that stretch run.
What about Northern Michigan over the weekend, Coach? Finally getting some scoring from the Wildcats at at home as they really took it to the Seawolves.
Well, yeah, and Dominic Schein's having a good good year for them, and he's a good player. And you know, they've got some talent over there, and you know, I think, you know, they've found their offense, and if they can score goals, that'll take a lot of pressure off of them defensively. They're like us at times in stretches where they couldn't score goals, and then every mistake matters. But they've taken advantage of their home games here. They've had four out of the last six at home, and they've taken advantage of those games.
Bowling Green and Alaska, pretty good series down in Bowling Green. Yeah. They split over the weekend.
Well, they did, and that was a huge win by Alaska on Friday. It just gives us a little more distance between ourselves and Bowling Green also. So we picked up points on everybody this weekend, Dirk, and that's what you're trying to do. As long as you can pick up points on teams behind you and the teams you're trying to catch, that's a good thing.
What and that you mentioned a little bit about the Lake State and Alabama Huntsville series, but
Yes. That was a tough series. Yeah. You know, I think Alabama outshot them the second night too. You know, so it's, I guess there's a little ruckus after the game there. You know, some fighting, and boys will be boys or men will be men, I guess, and whatnot. So I guess it was a physical, hard-fought series, and we're going to expect the same thing down there from Alabama. They're going to play hard. They're playing for their playoff lives, Dirk. They're right there on the edge right now as far as making the playoffs, and they've got a pretty tough schedule going forward. So they're going to be ready. They're going to give us everything they have. So we've got to be prepared. We ran into that a couple weeks ago, which was, I think, a good lesson for us. So we'll be ready.
All right, we'll take a break. Be back. We'll start some of your questions with Coach Pearson. And you still have time to get one in. DJ at themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continuing right after this on Mix 93.
Stop in at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub for Sushi Tuesday from 4 till 11. Their fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. Now the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub get the same fish you would get in eateries in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library and taste something great. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung heroes. This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your hero. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. Some great promotions over the weekend. Kiwanis Chevrolet sponsoring that potential to give away a $50,000.
Yeah, truck. And we were talking about it before, and we thought maybe if you got the ticket or your name was drawn, you could give it away. But I don't think you could. You had to shoot. So the young lady came out there and obviously she shot it and she made a good attempt, and we went up when she had the angle, went off the boards, and we thought it was headed straight for the dot. But you told me
I'm pretty sure it had to be straight on.
You couldn't hit the boards or whatnot like that. Yeah. So anyway, but we just want to thank Kiwanis Chevrolet for participating in that, and I think it obviously got everybody a little excited. So we were watching. I was watching. I don't think the players were, but I was trying to sneak a peek at it just to see if we had a potential recruit there, maybe. So anyway, thank you to Kiwanis Chevrolet.
And the skate with the Huskies was great after. Yeah. Great,
great, great. Yeah, that's like I told you. That's one of my best nights, you know, and I just enjoy seeing the local youth and people out with Skate with the Huskies and just the interaction with our players. It's one of those times.